phoned Ren just to let her know. I always phone her to say, I'm leaving to come get you from school. And she seemed a bit unhappy, really unhappy, actually, really, really unhappy. So I picked her up. She got in the car and she said, you're not going to believe this, Mum. They've dropped Hair and Beauty. And I was literally gobsmacked because it's such a great course. It's got such a momentum to it. And I was absolutely shocked. And then there was a letter that was handed out. There's two Hair and Beauty classes, so about 60 students, so maybe 30 in each class, possibly more, were taken into one room all together and handed a letter. Initially, Ren thought it was a letter to go on a trip because that's how these things have been put across before. Here's your letter, blah, blah, blah. But they were all handed a letter. And then one of the senior leadership team members had to give them the news that Hair and Beauty was being dropped. And I think that was so difficult for her to have to give that message across. I think even the teachers were quite shocked and upset about this because, you know, they're a great bunch of girls and they've worked so hard since September to get to where they are. And they're all really doing so well at this. I think it's just one of these years where they're just loving the course, the teachers. It's all just going so great, so perfect. And then suddenly, as of yesterday, and that was in Hair and Beauty, which was the last lesson of the day, they got this letter and they had this told to them that was being dropped. So there's no theory now, absolutely no theory we're being taught up until the end of the year, because there's no point. They're not taking an exam in it. It's just going to be practical. There's no exam that would be taken. I don't even think there's going to be a suggested predicted grade given to them. And if there is, it's not worth anything.